B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
I love when people say, "I'm for your morning flashy lights."
Yeah.
I don't know why. Growing up, I had a teacher who said that.
Okay.
In middle school. That was like when she was excited. She was our science teacher. She was awesome. And somebody got the question right. She'd go, "Woohoo! Honking your horn and flashing your lights."
Made it a little more fun for you.
I guess. But anyway, good morning. Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. Boy, January is a bear of a month, huh?
Still going.
Like two more weeks.
I mean, I was hungover. It feels like 5 weeks ago now at this point after New Year's Eve.
Yeah, okay. Next week is our last week of January.
We get it, January. Yeah. You're here. Oh, it's crazy, though. Like, I was telling my son, Dean, it's my day in 30 seconds. Like, Dean yesterday was like, "Dad, how many more months of first grade do I have?" And I said, "Bud, not a lot." Really, no. when you think of it.
Like because five months?
Probably like four.
Four?
So, I mean, January's cooked.
Yeah.
Right? And then February is a short month, even though it's a leap year. Still, yeah. You know, it goes by so fast. And, you know, March, it starts warming up around here.
Yeah, I was looking at the school schedule. And, you know, you don't realize it as a kid because it just seems like it takes forever. But as an adult, you look at it and you're like, they're off so much.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, October and like, February's a bear.
Yeah.
You know,
but yeah.
Those are the only time they go fully.
Yeah.
But and even February, I think they get a day off.
Probably.
For President's Day.
Yeah.
But everything else, it's like, oh, you get a week off here. You get 2 days off here. You get.
Yeah. Isn't CMS off tomorrow and Monday?
I think so.
Union was off Monday and Tuesday. That's the school system my son's in. And then I think, yeah.
But is it, you know, when you were a kid and you were in school, you just, oh, I've been just dragged. Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh.
Man. And May is a party at school.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it just blew my mind. I went in and Amanda was taking a bath and I was like, "Babe, we're almost going to have a second grader."
Yeah.
And forget that. Ruby's going to start going to school 2 days a week in August.
Isn't that crazy how fast that happens?
Yeah. I quit.
You just had her.
I know, bud. I know we just had her, but she's going to be two. And the school we like that Dean went to has a young twos program, and she'll be in the young twos.
Yeah.
Where she goes for like 4 hours a day.
I don't like
at $500 a week or something ridiculous.
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, that's fair.
Here you go. We're going to watch your kid for 8 hours and charge you $100 an hour.
Anyway, what about you guys? Roy, what did you do yesterday? What's your day in 30 seconds?
So I've been going to the sandwich shop after work, and I went there again yesterday, and I noticed, I don't go there all the time, so I don't know the ins and outs of this restaurant, but when I went, everybody was super complaining, like super annoyed. And so I'm trying to pick up what's happening, and evidently the menu they had before had the numbers. It's a sub shop, so it had like the number 18 would have been Italian. Well, they took away the numbers, and so now it just is Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but nobody knows their sandwich. They're like, "I always get a 13."
Well, there wasn't. So I know the sandwich shop you're talking about. It's right across from the radio station,
yeah.
And the woman that works there. That works the register, uh-huh. Is very talkative, and she like moves you along.
Yeah.
Wasn't she telling people, like, "Just tell me the number and I'll tell you the sandwich"?
I don't think she knew. Uh-huh. I think because once they took it away, I don't think they knew. And then, of course, she's just as shocked that you're just ordering a number. You don't know what you're eating.
I'm like, you know what? Just pick one then. Didn't know what you were eating before. Maybe you'll like whatever you pick this time.
Yeah, I don't think they realize the problem. Like, that, you know what I mean?
What number did you usually order?
I don't know. I always got an Italian or
so. You didn't go by number. You weren't
a
number guy.
I'm not a number guy.
I'm not a number guy either at the restaurants.
But everybody, like, I'm telling you, and everybody was upset. They're like, "Well, I always get 13, so I don't know what to do." And she's like, "You just got to pick us up."
Yeah.
I bet you they bring back the numbers now.
Yeah. I mean, when you go to Jersey Mike's, you got to get the 13 Mike's way. That's the hero.
What's the 13?
That's the hero. It's all the meats, Don Mike's way,
so you know
oregano.
What the number is.
Only at Jersey Mike's. That's the only one.
Well, I bet a lot of people feel the same way about this sandwich shop.
Do you do number orders at restaurants?
Not really.
I couldn't even tell you like what McDonald's numbers are. I'm sure number one's a Big Mac. But.
The number two used to be the two cheeseburger combo, and that's now number nine or something.
I
think at McDonald's we get a number six because that's the chicken nuggets, and that's like cash asks for it all the time.
And anything past like 10's weird to order. Like, can I have a 27? Like, what?
McDonald's? Yeah, who knows what that
is. Is a 27?
I don't know. Can I get a 15?
And by the way, can we get a quick call? I love when we get quick calls and you can answer our questions. Someone who works at a McDonald's, maybe you're heading in now, and you know, wherever you are, are the numbers different? Because that's the other thing I heard too, Roy, is that the number two at this store might not be the same as the number two at the next restaurant.
Well, why would they do that?
And that's new. It never used to be that way.
Oh, really? I was going to say, that's not true.
Can somebody give us a quick call at 704-570-9595? Just one person, a quick call from McDonald's and let us know if that's true. The number's different at each store. What about you, Ren?
So I don't know what's going on with safe deposit boxes in the city, but it's harder to get a safe deposit box in the city than it is to get a ticket to the Super Bowl.
What goes on in your life?
Who the hell needs a safe deposit?
I do.
What?
I don't know. One of the things we said when we joined, we said we want to be relevant. That's the number one most important thing that every radio coach tells you. Be relevant to your audience.
You're out there getting a safe deposit box.
Listen, apparently everybody and their mothers is trying to get one because I couldn't get one.
Does the guy walk you back to the room with the key and pull out a box?
It was like a speakeasy. Like, I go into the bank and I'm like, hey, can
I... You know why? Because no one uses the damn thing anymore. That's why it's a speakeasy.
I ask him, like, can I get a safe deposit box? He's like, we don't have any. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't have any? My husband was just in here a week ago and said to talk to Kevin to get a safe deposit box. We just need a small one. And he's like, oh, Kevin said that you could have a safe deposit box? And then he walks away from me and comes back and he's like, just have a seat, ma'am. We'll be right with you. I was like, yeah, wait, because I know Kevin, I can get a safe deposit box?
It's because they discontinued it. That's why, I bet. They don't do them anymore.
What do you need that for?
It's a whole long story. It has to do with my mom.
Okay, so you're hiding stuff, or stuff needs to be securely put away.
Yes.
What you do is you get a safe in your house.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My mom needs access to it if any...
Give her the garage code.
No, if anything happens... It's a whole thing.
Can I assure you, if something happens, we're all going through your crap. Even I'm going to be there.
There's something that my mother wants that only she can have access to if anything were to happen.
What is it, her Wonder Woman robe? What is it?
Yeah, what is?
What the hell is going on in your world?
What's so special that only one person can even see it?
You're nuts.
I know. The things that happen like in my life and with my family are so ludicrous, but it's like... Who am I?
And I think you don't realize that till you come in and get in front of us.
You're right, I don't.
All day yesterday, you thought it was normal. Yeah, you're like, I'm getting a safe deposit. And then you were probably angry at that poor guy for all the struggle he was going into getting you. Meanwhile,
I wasn't mad at him. I was just like, why is it so hard to get a safe deposit box?
He's like, because last time someone wanted one was 1970. It's been a minute.
I find it so hard to believe that, like, when people go out of town and stuff, they don't just put their stuff in a safe deposit box.
At the hotels we do.
Yeah, but what if you live in an apartment, you don't have a safe?
Listen, we're trying to rationalize somebody who has a cobbler, and I'm not talking about a pie maker.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Okay, whatever.
I have to go to Mooresville to get my drapes.
Yeah.
Well, Lowe's has drapes.
Not the kind in Mooresville.
I heard that she needed a new rake and she legit went to an ironsmith.
Hey, Christian and Chesney. Hi.
Not to Lowe's.
Christian.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. Today's going to be a good show, Christian. I can tell already. How are you?
I'm good. On my way to work, actually.
Oh, good. Did you make a deposit at your safe deposit box?
Swing on in.
I actually don't have a safe deposit box, but I was talking about you asked it the different at McDonald's for the menu.
Yeah, you're a general manager at the McDonald's?
Your phone's breaking up.
Nationally.
You know what? You sound just like the McDonald's speaker when I'm in the drive-thru.
The numbers are the same nationally. They do not change. 1 through 9 is all the same at every store.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. But somebody told me that, like, the numbers in the last couple of years have differed at different stores.
But Christian said,
have changed them. They have changed the two cheeseburger meal used to be number two, and they took it away from us completely. And then about 6 months later, they brought it back and put it as number nine because they didn't want to root the new number two spot out of the way.
But the double cheeseburger deserves the number two spot.
Right, you get two cheeseburgers.
That wouldn't be the guy's job who does that.
The quarter pounder deserves the number two spot.
You think
what is that number two?
You think the quarter pounder should be the number two spot?
It is the number two spot.
But you believe the double cheeseburger should be there?
No.
I disagree.
It doesn't deserve a combo number.
Oh, I disagree. Okay. What? Let's do a quick game, Roy, with Christian and Chesney, who's a general manager at McDonald's. You name out the sandwich and see if he knows the number.
Okay. Let's go with the double quarter pounder. That's a massive
number. Number three.
That makes sense because it's right after quarter pounder.
Egg McMuffin.
It's the number one on the breakfast menu.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets.
10-piece is the number six on the lunch menu.
I was right.
Checks out. This guy really is a general manager.
By the way, like, I clearly don't know the menu. I'm stuck.
11
like,
years.
Like, what's that? Like, what could you get at McDonald's past chicken nuggets?
Big Mac is always number one, yeah. Right?
All right, bud. Have a great day, Christian. Thanks for calling, right. Okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya.
I'm now interested in what the other numbers are. Like, what the hell do they serve at McDonald's? Why do I not know their menu?
From one big corporation to another, we're talking McDonald's now, and we're going to talk Target at 620. We saw this. One of our interns found this article from businessinsider.com. The most ridiculous things returned to a Target. We'll get to that at 620.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we found the list of the most ridiculous things that people try to return to Target. And I'm going through this list, and I think I'm guilty of like three of these things.
Ah, it's going to be a Loren type of day.
I know. So obviously they have a return policy, and they'll take almost anything, unopened for exchange or return within 90 days. But you got to have a receipt, too. I learned that, about Target.
Or they don't just do, if you don't have a receipt, you can't just get store credit?
No, you can give them your credit card and they can try to look it up.
Okay.
But, like, if you paid cash for it and you don't have a receipt, forget it. You're not getting it returned.
Okay.
All right, so these are some of the ridiculous things that people try to return to Target. A single banana.
Yeah, you're missing a few, bud.
I had three already, and I'm good. I don't want four.
Somebody tried to return a half-consumed product, which was a half-drunk bottle of wine.
Can we go back to the bananas?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys buy bananas at the store?
I do. I brought one today.
What's the acceptable amount to pull off a bushel?
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. Because sometimes I just see two random bananas just sitting there.
In other words, if you get six, you want four. Is it okay to rip off two and put them back?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't put one back.
Mm-mm.
So two is the acceptable number.
I think so.
Okay. Roy?
No, I always thought you had to take the whole thing.
No.
This world of people taking, selecting certain bananas shocked me.
But my thought is that somebody might roll through who just needs two. And they can grab it without rip. I don't.
Maybe you're only going to be in town for 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
I don't know. We go through so many bananas, we get ours at Costco. Okay. So I'm guilty of a couple of these, like I said. Somebody tried to return an unopened bag of chips. They said that they had a party and they didn't get into that bag.
Well, that seems like it's okay.
Me too.
Wait,
I've done this.
An unopened bag of chips?
An unopened bag
That's
of chips.
That's not ridiculous.
Okay, good, because I thought I was being ridiculous.
No. If you have a party and you didn't eat all the product, take it back.
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Okay.
Well, I guess they don't take back food products.
Huh.
Okay, let's see. Items from other stores. So somebody bought flour at Walmart and then tried to return it to Target. Again, I'm guilty of this, and it's not because I'm trying to pull one over on you.
I
truly believe that I got it at your store.
Amanda bought like something for Ruby, like a little walker toy that you walk behind, and she was at the Target and forgot the receipt, ran back home all annoyed, looked for the receipt, couldn't find it, went back to Target because they were going to give her store credit at that point, sat in the line again and realized it was an Amazon thing. She's so mad.
People try to return hundreds of dollars of Christmas decorations in February.
Oh, after they use it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't know if I can read that one. And Whoa. Then lots of money in home goods. So it looked like a customer had successfully staged their house, sold it, and then tried to bring everything back.
That's funny.
They're stealing my realtor tricks.
I've purchased picture frames and stuff to put on the wall, like just art, and then try to take it back after we sold our house.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
All right, Lorraine, what else is happening that we need to keep our eye on today in celebrity gossip?
Okay, so I thought this was really funny, but Kelly Ripa decided to shut down her daughter's debit card. She's 18 years old, and she wanted her to have the full college experience. So she shut off her card so that she has to go through and use her meal plan at school.
Nice.
James Corden teased a project with Justin Bieber. We don't know what it is at this point, but he did put a picture out there of the two of them and said, big day, we'll keep you posted.
The karaoke, probably, right, producer Nicole?
The only thing that was teased was a yummy food truck.
Oh.
So Justin Bieber will be serving food.
That explains that.
Okay.
Nicole said food truck in my ear. And I was like, why in the world did she tell me that? I had no clue. Okay.
And Demi Lovato, she's set to perform at the Grammys, but she will also perform a new song there. So if you want more, you can head to kiss951.com. And that is brought to you by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
And here's somebody who says that they purchased two bananas. They eat bananas twice a week.
So the two is okay. Yeah.
Nice text message. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about the awkward things that you had to tell your employees. I think it's a Reddit thread that we found funny. Let me tickle you with one of them.
Okay. Tickle me.
I do remodeling at homes. I had to explain to one of my workers to not do drug deals in other people's homes.
Oh my gosh.
You see the type of thing we're talking about?
Yeah, that's
all right,
funny.
We'll get into it in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. Got that $1,000 for you. Make sure you're listening at 8 a.m. for the $1,000 Kiss cash code.
Also, we have a beef. Actually, I take it back. Loren and Roy have a beef with a local celebrity, a news anchor. Yeah. And I just texted her. She said we can call her around 6:50.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we'll get her on the phone and tell her what the beef is. Awkward things employers had to remind employees. This is from the Whisper app. We found this. It's not easy being a boss, as a lot of you know, especially in those instances where you have to confront employees about their questionable behavior while on the job. So I mentioned this off the Whisper app. Some boss said, I do remodeling, and I had to explain to one of my workers to not do drug deals in other people's homes.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, what? I don't want him in my
house. He said, I understand that the guy was low on money and had to move some stuff. I just didn't want to see it, and don't do it in the home.
Yeah, that's a reflection on your business, man.
I'm over at a place called the Chateau. I'm doing redoing a kitchen in here. I got 5 pounds for you. Let's see. Someone said I had to tell an employee that coming to work with no bra on and wearing a low-cut shirt and pants that were split at the crotch was not okay. I sent her home, and she didn't understand why.
It's always weird when we got to tell interns that they need to dress differently because we already have a really relaxed dress code.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had one kid that would like walk in with like a tank top pretty much on.
It would be like a t-shirt that he cut the sleeves off.
Right. Well, like, we like to be somewhat professional.
Yeah. That was intern Preston. Yeah. He wasn't here too long ago.
I was like, I like that you're really comfortable with us, but we need you to, like, I don't know, button it up a little bit.
It's not barbecue. Okay.
Someone said I worked at a very popular coffee establishment, and I had to remind one of the baristas to not let her boyfriend around the back of the counter to make out with her while making another person's coffee.
Ew.
Wow.
I had to tell an employee to stop walking around barefoot in the office. Ooh. Dress code was business casual, but not that casual.
Hey, listen.
I've done it.
I was about to say, ooh, I've done it too. Would I have flip-flops on? Just flip them off.
Called an employee into a meeting to remind her that it was inappropriate to discuss personal life at work. She was loudly talking about group activities that her and her husband do on weekends, and the entire staff and customers could hear her. The most crazy thing? A customer said they had more questions about it.
Were you the customer? Because that sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, I got questions about that.
Yeah, okay, a little group thing. I want to know more.
All right, we're going to get this big celebrity here in Charlotte. Everybody knows who she is. She's a local news anchor.
And we have just like, I would say mild beef.
Yeah, we love her.
We just want some answers.
Yeah.
Okay. We're a big fan.
Right.
Big fan. And I think that's where this comes from. If we weren't such a big fan, it wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
Okay. And the fact it's because it involves you and we get jealous easy.
Roy and Loren are a little upset. We'll tell you who the anchor is. She said we can call her in less than 10 minutes. So don't go anywhere, you guys. Hang tight.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You guys are jealous that I was on Jake and Paige's podcast, Paige Failing from Fox 46?
Totally.
Yeah. She said I can call her and you guys can give her your beef.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Love confronting people live on the radio. I hope she answers.
Hello.
Paige Failing, the famous Fox 46 morning anchor with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Good morning, Paige.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Last time we had you, I guess, on the show was for Friday on our rap party.
How's everything for you guys?
There's two people in here that are feeling really, really cold.
There's some drama is unfolding between the show, and we thought we could have you on and we could talk about it.
Well, I think I know why. Do you guys want to tell me?
I'd rather you guess. Because if it's not why, then we have another beef, which I love.
Oh, boy. Well, a little birdie at the salon might have tipped me off to the issue being that only one couple has been on a date night with Jake and Paige. Is that, am I getting warmer?
Yes. And then, so here we are. The rejects is what I'm going to call us.
Aw, that's such a strong word.
Not the cool couples. And we're in this weird position where we don't want to ask to be on a podcast because that's uncool. You just wait for the invite.
Yeah, as if we're not feeling uncool enough by not being asked. It's the epitome of being not cool to ask to be on somebody's podcast. Like, you can ask somebody to be on your podcast, but you can't ask to be on somebody else's podcast.
Right.
So, you guys, this is both good and bad news, because I can't really say this without it sounding like I'm throwing shade at the reject, if you will, your self-appointed reject. Last post that I did on Instagram, before you ever brought this to my attention, I tagged Loren and Roy saying that you are on our list of invitees for 2020.
Really? So when did she do that?
I did it, so it's still there. It should still be. Listen, I'm an Instagram loser. I don't know how it really works, and Lord knows I probably don't know when I'm tagged and stuff, so you probably just didn't see it because I did it wrong. But I don't know how else to prove to you that I promise you guys, we have to space it out a little. You know, we can't make it seem like we're, like, too big of groupies.
That's
the
true.
Show, because if we had you all back-to-back, so we have to space it out. Like, this is mine and Jake's way of pretending like we have some podcast game, if we're talking about, like, being the Tinder of podcasts.
And by the way, it's called Date Night with Jake and Paige. The thing that I think got Roy and Loren a little bit in a tizzy is that your invitation list, they've been knocked down the list by a mutual friend of ours whose name is Miranda. And that's why I think this even came up. I go, oh, look who is on Paige's podcast.
I showed you, and I was like, wait, hold on a second. Miranda was on Paige's podcast. Why haven't been asked to be on Paige's podcast?
She is a baker to the stars, by the way. She does. She used to do, like, everybody's cakes.
She's a blogger now.
She's
super funny. But, yeah, we were like, oh, we're just not feeling the love over here.
Well, maybe, you know, sometimes you have to have – you can't, like, have stellar episodes. You have to have, like, bridge episodes to get to the stellar right. one. Maybe that's what you're doing. You're saving right. the good for the end, right?
You guys, and she came, listen, she started things off telling us a story about dancing on a coffee table and a double thong. So I don't know what you guys are going to do to stop that.
Okay, you know what? You're right. I'm out.
2 months to come up with something.
I can't top that. You know what I do for fun? Watch Netflix and just eat pizza. Like, I don't do anything.
I heard Paige and Jake had Nick Hoser's landscaper on, and he told a hilarious story about how he was blowing leaves into a car with the window open.
Listen, I have a whole alter ego when I drink. You got to meet Pearl.
Yeah, we should do a big one. Like, me, you, we should do just one big one.
No,
I'm not sharing.
No. You can't do it that way. It gets to be too much.
See, but my only thing is I got to make sure then I have to out... I got to be better than you, and now I got to be better than you, Loren.
Don't just go
yes,
on.
Yes, I do.
Paige,
I'd like to go last now, just so I know what I'm up against.
Just so you can be a full topper.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just make stuff up. No, who's going to know?
Right. Right. You know what the biggest thing to all this is? I doubt I'm going to be able to convince Sterling to come do it anyway, so I'm out as a date night guest anyway. So.
No.
And producer Nicole's here, but we're not sure what her relationship status is, so she might have to come by herself.
Yeah, so I'll just be single.
Well, that'll just be a threesome then instead of a double date.
Yeah.
Done.
I can't wait for that headline podcast. Right? I download that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, give our best.
Nicole, I did play college softball, so we can talk.
Let's do it.
All right. Give our best to Jake and Paige. We love you. And they're waiting for their invite.
And make sure you download. Everyone listening to this should download your podcast because it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the
really,
date really night good. Podcast with, is it Jake and Paige and not Paige and Jake?
That's right.
Yeah, we'll need to talk to Jake.
Yeah, what do you think? How did that come about?
She's the bigger star of the family, although Jake doesn't believe that.
Yeah, I mean,
We went based on hair height instead of actual.
I love you. We'll see you later.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Check out their podcast and ours. The Rap Party Podcast is up daily on the Kiss 95.1 app.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Rap Morning Show.
You know, I feel like I've been losing it lately.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you guys are complaining about not being on a podcast. That's losing it.
Yeah, I know.
You're right. That is losing it. But no, I, you know, with this pregnancy, I knew from the last pregnancy the pregnancy brain is a real thing, but you forget.
Yeah, you have pregnancy brain about your own pregnancy brain.
That's true. But I mean, I've got it so bad this time. I'm calling Dallas Cash. I'm trying to set timers in my kitchen talking to Alexa, but I'm saying Elena.
You call Alexa Elena?
No, I swear to you. I'm like, Elena, set a timer for 15 minutes. And like nothing happens. And I'm like, Elena. And she's upstairs and she's like, what? I'm like,
And for people that might not know, Elena is Lorenz Au Pair, the living au pair.
Right.
Who's visiting from Italy. And Alexa won't answer to that.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
I feel like this go around, your pregnancy brain is a lot worse.
I think so too.
Because you literally left your car running and went into work and had no clue. There was not an indication when you got out of your car that the car was running.
No, I have one of those cars that go quiet, like when you idle. So it like drops into some fuel efficient mode and it's not very loud.
By the way, I was by her car. It was running, lights on.
Oh, that's funny.
Loud.
By the way, let's get calls going on this from other moms who had a pregnancy brain moment that was funny. 704-570-9595. What was your funny pregnancy brain moment like Lorenz dealing with? How far along are you?
20 weeks.
Let me see. Stand up.
At one point, do you stop saying weeks and you start saying months?
No, not really.
You're showing a little bit.
Is it offensive to say you're showing?
Yeah, is that offensive?
I mean, I guess not at like...
I'm trying to push the baby along.
Yeah, no. I mean...
You're so skinny, I couldn't even notice.
Thanks, Roy. That's the correct answer. High five. No, I was at a...
I'm sure it looks tight on you.
Yeah, now I'll throw something at you. No, I was at a meeting with a client yesterday, and one of the girls was like, you look really good.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, thank you. And I think that's the first time anyone's told me this pregnancy that I looked really good. So I was like relishing in it.
Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like I told you, when I was like 3 months along, I posted a picture on Instagram and everyone was like, wow, you look like you're really far along. And I'm like, okay, relax. Like I'm wearing a tight dress. I get it.
704-570-9595. Ladies, what was your pregnancy brain moment?
All right.
I remember Amanda was talking to a friend who was pregnant on the phone, and then Amanda started dying laughing. And when she got off, she told me that her friend, who has a dog, was doing two things at once, doing the dishes and then feeding the dog, and poured the dog food into the dishwasher where you're supposed to put the detergent.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, what's wrong with me?
I put keys in the refrigerator. It's a whole thing.
Let's talk with Erica and Matthews. Erica, welcome to the Maney, Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. So I was going to tell you, I took my kids to CeCe's Pizza in Matthews to eat. I went to Firehouse Sub for myself because that's what I craved the whole time I was pregnant. Once I got outside looking for my keys, I got to my car and realized I left my car running in the parking lot for about 2 hours in Matthews.
Don't feel bad, because if Roy had not told me my car was running, it would have run from the time I walked into work to the time I walked out of work.
8 hours. Eight hours is running.
I would have had no gas by the time I got back.
Pregnancy brain is real.
Thanks, Erica.
And then, you know, when I see that, my mind doesn't go, oh, they just left the car running. I'm like, oh, there's been an abduction. They took a pregnant Loren. Someone call 911.
Yeah, because Roy called Loren. You were in the studio that morning at like 5:15, and Roy calls and goes, are you okay?
Yeah, that's the first thing he said. And I was like, yeah, why?
Pregnancy brain phone calls and text messages, DMs at the MRL show, 704-570-9595. You always drop us a line.
Let's welcome Jennifer from Monroe. Jennifer.
Hi. My pregnancy brain was when my daughter was a couple days old. She was crying. I woke up to feed her, and I thought that she was in the covers. And I wake my fiance up. I'm like, oh, my God, she's in the covers now. So he turns on the light real quick, and he looks, and he's like, hey, you're holding her. Completely was holding the child and looking for her in the blanket.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I mean, does it get worse, Jennifer and Loren, like the longer you go into the pregnancy? Or is it worse at the beginning?
I don't know.
I mean, it's bad in the pregnancy, but my son's going to be 2 in April, and I still have it.
that's the thing. You're sleep deprived. So Jennifer. Pregnancy brain then turns into just sleep deprivation, and you're even crazier afterwards.
Right. Well, and let's be clear, pregnancy brain is just because you're now a mom, and you're thinking about a gazillion thing at once, right? Like, that's what pregnancy brain is.
I don't know. No, I think it's like, because I had it the first time around, and I didn't have a baby yet.
Yeah, but you were thinking about everything.
But it's a scientific fact. Scientists have determined pregnancy brain is real.
Yeah. Your brain quits working.
Yeah, your body can't be smart and pregnant at the same time.
828 texted in and said, when I was pregnant, I was in a shoe store, managed to try on some shoes, somehow put my keys into the shoebox, put the shoebox back on the shelf, and walked around and had every employee looking for them for about an hour and a half.
Oh, that sucks. This is Amanda. Amanda Bethlehem.
Hi.
Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So do you have pregnancy brain?
I had it really bad.
What happened?
I'm actually a vet tech, and we had a relief doctor working for us. And she started when I was pregnant, and she just thought I was a complete idiot. She said after I had the baby that she was glad that I wasn't the complete idiot she thought I was.
Oh, my God.
Like, what's something that you would have done?
She would just tell me to do stuff and I would totally forget about it. And then she'd come back and ask me about it. And I was like, I'll get right on that because I totally forgot.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Amanda.
980 just texted in and said, when I was pregnant, I put diesel in the car and it cost a fortune to fix.
Oh.
Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. There's a couple people on hold. Amy in Rock Hill got asked something that you should know the answer to right off the top of your head.
You shouldn't even have to think about it. And she got it wrong. Let's talk with Amy coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show talking about pregnancy brain. Amy's going to be on the phone. She forgot something that you should immediately know. And I think everyone does know. Within seconds.
Yeah.
Loren, aren't you happy to know you're not alone?
I really am. I just got a text message that completely sounds like me. But it's from 803, and she said, my pregnancy brain included me calling my husband and leaving a message on our home phone earlier in the day. That evening, I got home and played the messages and heard someone say, I know you're home, love you, didn't remember making the call, and had a complete breakdown emotionally, thinking that my husband was cheating on me.
That is 100% you.
I know.
100% you. All right, this is Amy in Rock Hill. What's your pregnancy brain story?
So mine was actually new mom brain, but I went to the store, and the cashier said, oh, your daughter is so cute, what's her name? And for the life of me, I couldn't remember. And then every part of me was like, just throw out any name. Throw out your name. She won't know. And I couldn't even do that.
Throw out any. Just say something.
Pencil. Pencil.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Oh, that's funny. Amy, what is your daughter's name?
Avery. I've got it now that she's four.
Okay, yeah. 4 years.
There you go. All right, thanks, Amy. Roy, we stay in Rock Hill?
Yes, and we go to Portia. Welcome to the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Tell us about your pregnancy, Brent.
So I was driving my cousin back from college, and I got to a stop sign, and I just sat there, and I started fussing, wondering why it wasn't turning green.
The stop sign. No, I'm not allowed to go yet.
I can't go.
So, Portia, were other people, like, honking at you?
No, they were just going, and the people behind me were looking. Nobody blew at me, but my cousin was looking at me like, why are we just sitting here?
This is the longest stop sign ever.
I like someone honks at Portia, and she gets out the window and yells, you can see the sign's still red.
Yeah, it's not green yet.
When the sign turns green, I'll move. Thanks, Portia.
Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I hope she's okay. Her phone just cut out.
Okay. Pregnancy brain over there.
Yep.
You going to get it together for Can't Beat Loren or what?
I hope so.
Okay. If you want to be part of Can't Beat Loren, call now 704-570-9595. Take down the pop princess. You could have an advantage here with pregnancy. So call now.
What's that famous family? Chris is the head of it. They live out in California.
It begins with a K. I can see it in my head.
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. Brady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
I just heard you say, I'm not joking, I'm being serious.
I have pregnancy brain so bad this morning. That's like kind of what started the conversation in the studio. I was told three times that Mark was playing Can't Beat Loren, and right before we just went on, I was like, I'm sorry. It's just so bad this morning. Can you tell me who's playing again?
It's
so, Mark, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, this is Jeff. How you doing?
Mark, you're on it.
All right, throw her out, dude, so we can try and make you a big winner thanks to Sona Med Spa and Dermatology.
All right, Loren, you got to get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, you actually have a good chance of winning.
No, Loren, the other door.
She's out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Mark, playing for all the fine people in Salisbury, Kylie Jenner has said she wants a total of 4 kids, but doesn't know when to have them. She has 1 kid with whom? Do you know?
Oh, geez.
Kind of a tough
pregnancy
number one.
Contagious?
I'm sorry?
Is pregnancy brain contagious?
It's a tough number one if you don't know the Kardashians. And since number one's supposed to be a so-called gimme, I'll tell you he's a rapper.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking Offset for some reason. I don't know.
All right, question 2. Hayley Williams dropped her debut solo single. What band was she a part of?
Just actually played her on the radio.
Yep.
God, you got me on that one.
All right, question 3. The Jonas Brothers are planning a special performance at the Grammys this year. Give us all 3 of the brothers in the band.
Nick, Joe, and...
the other one.
Yeah, he's tough. He doesn't sing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go.
I'm killing it this morning.
All right, here we go. Justin Timberlake and I don't feel good about this question or the next one, to be honest. All right, let's go. Justin Timberlake and his wife have been spending more family time together the last few days in order to make up for Justin getting spotted being cozy with a co-star. What Tennessee city does Justin Timberlake call home? And it's not Nashville. And it's Memphis.
Okay, we'll call it Memphis.
That's a good answer. Jessica Simpson has a memoir coming out in February, and she drops a major bomb regarding what happened to her in the past. She used to be married to Nick Lachey. Any idea what band he was part of?
It was
hot. Degrees.
Okay, come on in.
What?
If we didn't give him the answer, poor Mark wouldn't have gotten any right.
You got 1 correct.
Jeff, do you have pregnancy brain worse than me?
Here we go. Kylie, let's see how she does. Kylie Jenner has said she wants a total of 4 kids but doesn't know when to have them. She's got 1 child with whom?
Travis Scott.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Mark said Offset. It's 1-0.
Hayley Williams dropped her debut solo single. What alternative band was she a part of?
She Paramore?
That is correct. No answer from Mark. It's 2-0.
That's a hard two.
Yeah, the Joe. It was a hard.
This was pretty hard. Today,
yeah,
was hard.
That's a really hard two.
Very music driven.
Wow. By the way, call your complaints to Nicole. She wrote
the Joe Bros are planning a special performance at the Grammys this year. Give us all three Jonas Brothers.
Joe, Nick, and Kevin.
And Justin. Oh, that's right.
Yep. That's correct. He only said Nick and Joe. It's 3-0.
Justin Timberlake and his wife have been spending more family time together the last few days in order to make up for Justin's getting spotted being cozy with a co-star. What Tennessee city does Justin call home?
Memphis.
That is correct. He got that correct as well.
We gave it to him.
4-1.
Jessica Simpson has a memoir coming out in February, and she drops a major bomb regarding what happened to her in the past. She's married to Nick Lachey, who is part of what 90s boy band, Lorraine?
She was married to Nick Lachey.
I said she was married to Nick Lachey.
I thought you said she is married.
He said what?
98 Degrees.
That is correct. I think he said Backstreet Boys. Final score, 5-1. Lorraine, you got 44 wins.
Mark, that was a tough day, man.
You know what? I ride around in my truck all day, and I usually get 4 of these right. And then today, Nicole.
It's different when you play live.
Nicole anymore for at least 30 seconds. I'm not going to like her.
Mark, I don't even want you to say I can't beat Lorraine. I just want you to say I have pregnancy brain worse than Lorraine.
I got an excuse. I'm the gas man, so I'm sniffing diesel fume and gas fumes all day.
All right, Mark. Let's hear it.
All right, well, my name is Mark, your friendly neighborhood gas man, and I can't beat Loren even with pregnancy.
Right. Thanks for playing, Mark.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Jody, you sent us a message and said that you think your boyfriend Steve is cheating on you, and it all has to do with the fact that he won't let you come to the airport to see him come home?
Yeah, he's adamant that I not come. At first, I thought he was just trying to be considerate, and then he was just so forceful. I feel like something's up, and I just have a bad feeling.
What could he be hiding at the airport?
I don't know.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. There's someone else is going to meet him there.
Oh, somebody's going to pick him up?
Yeah.
Oh, ambush him then. What do you need us for?
Well, I just, honestly, I don't like to make a scene in person, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense. Let me explain it to Loren. Loren, there's some people who don't want to make a public scene.
I could do it for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, is somebody else meeting him there? Is he, like, coming in on a different flight and he, you know, was traveling, you know, to a different place to meet a woman?
The cool thing about your email is that it has, like, his flight number. And we can go online. We can tell that he's actually right now, as we're recording this, he's on a small layover. So we could technically call him while he's at the airport. And then we could try to get to the bottom of you know, would he send the flowers to you? Is he going to send the flowers to whoever maybe was supposed to pick him up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I like that. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so he's in a layover in Phoenix. Okay. Don't say anything, Jody. You know how it works. We'll find out who he sends the romantic roses to.
Guys. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Steve, please.
Who is this?
Hi, Steve. My name is Lacey. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful free red roses. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic roses to, free of charge?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of, I'm trying to catch a, connecting flight right now.
It'll just take a minute. If you have just a minute, I just need the person's name and, what information you'd like on their card, and we can get it out to them as early as today. It'll take no time.
What color could they get?
Well, they're romantic red roses, Steve, and I have a dozen of them for you to send to someone.
A dozen red roses. Romantic roses.
Okay, so you have someone you'd like to send them to?
Yeah. I'm bringing my girlfriend back perfect shot for the first time, and so.
Oh, that'll be a great surprise.
Sorry, I'm trying to split my focus between you and her, so it's just like a lot.
Oh, okay. So what's your girlfriend's name?
Sophie.
Okay, so we're sending these to Sophie to your address?
Yeah, sure. That works.
Oh my God, you could stop. You can stop. I don't need to know like where you're sending them. Steve, what are you doing? Yeah.
Steve, that booty. Yeah.
Your girlfriend? I'm your girlfriend. We've been dating for 10 months.
To be clear here, everyone, so everyone understands, Steve, you are on the radio. This is a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters. You didn't send the flowers to Jody.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be picking you up
in
a few hours.
Can you put her on the phone? Oh. Can you put Sophie on the phone? Does she know? Does she know about me? Can you put her on the phone? Sophie? Can you put her on the phone so that she knows what a sack of you are?
Oh.
He hung up.
I would imagine so. What? He doesn't want to... I'm sure if Sophie doesn't know, he doesn't want to say what's going on right in front of her if she's there.
Oh, yeah. He's
going
to try to keep the lie going.
Yeah.
I mean, how long have they been together?
How often does he fly out there?
Usually every month. Oh, was he going to see her? Was there even a business trip? Is it not for business? I mean, what? He was going to see her. He was going to see her the whole time.
Yeah.
Of course he was. Maybe I'm the other woman.
Oh.
I mean, what is this?
We don't have all the answers. You know, talk with them and let us know how it goes, okay? We're here for you if you need anything.
Thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
It's a good thing Carly didn't go to the airport on War of the Roses. We just jumped into the car and you missed it. War of the Roses has its own separate podcast. You can go listen to any War of the Roses 24/7 on the KISS 95.1 app or just tell your Alexa to play it.
Oh, you're no fun. I think she should have gone to the airport.
Not everybody likes to have public confrontation, Lorraine.
But hearing the confrontation in that war, it would have been such a scene at the airport. She was really upset. Mm-hmm. He did not, of course, send the flowers to his girlfriend. He sent it to the person that he was currently with, by the way, right beside him.
Yeah, Carly thought it was weird that Steve, coming back from L.A., he goes out there once a month for business. Carly said, I'm coming to pick you up at the airport, and he was adamant about her not coming. And it turns out we called him on his layover in Phoenix, and he was talking to someone else, and he sent the flowers to Sophie, who obviously, he said he's bringing his girlfriend back to Charlotte for the first time. By the way, Carly has agreed to do an update with us at 7:50 on Monday morning. So she's going to get more answers from Steve, and then we'll have answers for you on Monday morning. But it got us in here talking off the air about when you showed up unannounced somewhere and your partner was with someone else.
Mm.
How does that work? Nobody in here has had that.
No, but I imagine if you showed up unannounced, you had an idea they were up to no good, correct? Right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Because what's the chances?
Well, let's say your boyfriend or girlfriend, and by the way, get on the phone at 704-570-9595. If we can find one person to share the story on what it was like, you showed up unannounced to your partner's place, and there was another person there with him or her. But Roy, here's what I'm vibing. It's just a Tuesday afternoon. You had lunch. Maybe your boyfriend or girlfriend is at home or not at home. You have the key to their place. You're going to run by to use the restroom. You know what I mean? Something like that. You roll up. Boyfriend, girlfriend's home.
I see what you're saying.
Boyfriend, girlfriend is there with someone else.
Yeah. Okay.
You're unannounced. You showed up unannounced.
Yeah. We've heard it many times on War of the Roses where somebody would like drive by their boyfriend's house and there's that strange car you've never seen before. And then you ask him later, hey, what'd you do today? He goes, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, something happened.
Right.
And then you're kicking yourself because you should have knocked on the door and busted the whole thing up.
7:00. Yeah. Lorenzo, you should have broken into the window, stuck around through a vent.
I like the War of the Roses we got with the nosy neighbor. Remember that one? My neighbor, who's like 50-something, was super nosy and was telling me that like my girlfriend was coming back to the back to the house while I would go to work. Mm. So I confronted her, and then we called the girlfriend. You guys don't remember that? The nosy neighbor war?
We've done so many wars.
I know. You'll have to listen to it on the podcast.
Let's bring in Riley from Charlotte. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, Riley. Did you show up unannounced, and you found your partner with someone else?
So it's actually even more unfortunate than that. I was babysitting, and I took this little girl to go miniature golf. And my boyfriend was there with another girl and his best friend. And I was standing backwards, and I got catcalled by his friends, and I turned around, and the faces that I saw were brilliant. Needless to say, I pointed out immediately that I was his girlfriend, and that things were over, and her face was...
So you don't think she knew?
She had no idea.
Yeah, it sucks, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So uncomfortable.
What I wouldn't do to pull the security footage at... mini golf place.
Riley, the friend catcalled you. Did the friend not recognize you?
Oh, the friend knew immediately who I was as soon as I turned around, and he started kind of like fumbling over his words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And my boyfriend at the time, Marcus, was just like, I'm like, okay, this is great.
Wow, thanks, Riley.
All right, let's talk to Claire. Claire, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Claire, tell us what happened.
So this was actually a story about one of my roommates from college. So I was on campus at the post office, and I saw my roommate's boyfriend. He had just got a new car, and he was picking up a girl in his car. And so when I got back to my apartment, I told my roommate that I had saw her boyfriend picking up a girl, and I was like, it could have been, you know, a lab partner or something like that. And so she was suspicious, and she went to his apartment and caught him cheating.
Mm. Oh, wow. See, I don't know. You told your friend. I don't know if my mind would immediately jump to tell... You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
like,
it would.
I don't know.
No, we've talked about this, how if we see Dow, God forbid, doing anything, we're not telling you.
You are telling
me.
Let me give you a different example. Okay, your wife, Amanda Mani, works near the radio station. So let's say I was out around lunchtime and I saw her having lunch with another man. I don't know her coworkers. I would just assume it's a coworker.
You would tell me, but not tell me with a suspicious...
No.
Intention. You would tell me, be like, hey, funny, I saw Amanda walking with someone.
Yeah, what'd she think of that restaurant? You know, like, no. I wouldn't even think of...
I don't know, her coworkers are out of town. Who is she with?
Right.
But what if you saw Amanda with her arm around somebody? You wouldn't then tell Mani?
Depends on what type of arm around.
He would tell you first.
Let's
be honest. If any of us see any of our significant others with someone else that's not...
Oh, we got to get a consultation of what we need to do next between the cast.
We call a family meeting without you.
Let me just tell you something. If either of you see something and don't tell me, you will be in just as big trouble as Dallas.
I know. See, it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. Okay. I'm never telling you anything.
No, I won't be mad at you if you tell me.
Okay. Alexia in Denver, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So you had a rough week and you came home from college to visit your boyfriend, and what happened?
So my boyfriend had actually had the rough week. I came home from college, and he was like, no, don't worry about it. Don't come see me. But I had a key to his apartment. And so I walked in, and all of our pictures were, like, turned upside down. And I walked up to his room, and he was moving furniture with another girl.
I mean, if you walked into somebody's house and you saw, like, picture frames flipped, like, face down...
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be suspicious or no?
That's the question you ask. I want to know what happens when she walked into the room and they were moving furniture.
Oh, I'm sure you hit the roof.
Oh, no. I mean, I was absolutely suspicious, but I had already kind of been suspicious all along. So, to be honest, I wasn't that surprised when I walked in.
Did they at least stop?
What the heck?
Did they finish?
At least stop. We'll talk after.
Yeah, I mean, how does that even
Thanks,
work?
Alexia. I don't know.
You yell and then they just hide. I
mean, oh, sure. I'll be right. You know what? I'll just wait in the living room. Let me know when you guys are finished. Hell no.
Be with you in a minute.
I mean, still to come.
I know. There's questions. questions.
On the flip side, I wouldn't want to stand there while I watch them get drafted. Yeah, how does the whole confrontation work?
You can at least stop. Hello? Are you ready to talk to the people?
Are we doing an address?
Yeah, you said you wanted to address the audience, especially the social media audience of Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Okay, we'll do an address. It's coming up. It's like a press conference.
Yeah, Roy wants to address Loren. You don't know anything about this. Roy has to address the people on socials.
I think I have an idea of what it might be about.
All right, don't go anywhere. It's coming up in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show. So, it's kind of a request. You may be able to call it an address, if you will, just a statement. And it's all because, and I really only have to do it because of Nicole. So, Nicole, go ahead and hop on the microphone. We'd love to have you join us for this segment.
I can't wait to hear
what
this is.
She's
eating.
I know. So, I talked about earlier in the year on how I didn't want to go to the gym because there was a bunch of resolutioners and I was afraid of the anxiety of people judging. And I got a lot of really good messages because, Nicole, you posted, send Roy on Instagram. You said, hey, send Roy some words of encouragement.
At the MRL show on our
show. At the MRL show. Yeah, I didn't post that. I didn't ask for the words of encouragement, but I got a ton of them. And I can tell you, on the 23rd day of January, y'all can stop. I'm good. I got enough.
Have you been to the gym thus far, though?
No, but I got enough encouragement. It's been plenty of encouragement, and I really and I'm only saying stop now because it's getting a little out of hand.
I don't think. How about this? I don't think you should stop because clearly it's not enough encouragement if you haven't gone to the gym yet.
I'm getting messages of people that want to send me pills that evidently can make all my fat disappear. I had a guy send me a message saying that he wanted to train me and all I needed was a chair. I don't even know what that exercise is.
Hey, this guy says, hey, I listen to y'all every morning. I tried to call in the other day and didn't get through, but I'd actually like to sponsor Roy free for a year to help with his healthy lifestyle goals.
You have a sponsor.
What does that mean? Like I'm in AA and I have a sponsor?
Message me anytime. I'd love to help. Hope to hear from you soon. And we responded, oh, that's so sweet. I'll pass it along to him.
And let me tell you,
Nicole probably responded.
It is sweet. And I'm so thankful. And there's a lot of messages of you can do it, Roy. And I love reading those. Those are wonderful messages, and it does encourage me. I've been cooking healthier. I've been eating a little healthier.
How's your gym schedule?
It's starting next week. Me and Mel are going to go to the gym.
Wait, I thought we were supposed to go to the gym.
You come with us.
Well, I have my gym.
Because you know what? Because you posted words of encouragement, everyone in the building then wanted to go work out with me.
So Mel from Phil and Mel next door to us at K-147 is going to go with
you. You know what? I will not apologize for trying to make you a better version of yourself.
No, right. Listen, I love it. I really do. It's just it's getting out of hand.
Enough. You've got what you need. You don't need any more encouragement.
You know what? And
I get it.
And if it looks like I lose a little weight, send another note. Love it. Keep my esteem up. But what you don't need to do is say, Roy, why are you not on keto, you idiot? Things like that. That's unnecessary. You know? Like, one guy wanted to send me bands. He goes, I got these workout bands that could guarantee 15 pounds gone. I'm like, what? I'm good. Don't send me any.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't want any product. I don't want.
Wait, but if you got some, maybe.
I don't know. I'm good. Just the kind notes are good. I'm going to try the whole weight loss thing, but I don't need all the stuff.
Good morning, Manny, Roy, and Loren. Did you want to say something to Roy?
I do. I was actually calling to say that, not the same exact scenario, but I was married. And my I had taken my sleeping pill and went to sleep. And my
are you calling about Roy?
Yeah, I think
no.
What?
No. I'm calling about the what was just on the radio.
Oh, about hooking up with Roy. Yeah. No,
I think we moved.
That's why we we moved on. That's why we don't answer calls live on the air. I thought it was going to be somebody I was going to offer you advice, which I thought would have been funny.
I thought she was going to say I went to take a sleeping pill and my boyfriend had replaced it with like an ephedra adrenaline or something.
Maybe she was.
By the way, Sterling's texted me saying that you better be taking people up on these offers.
All right, Loren, what do we need to keep our eye on in the world of high Hollywood. What's going on today?
All right, so Kylie Jenner, she says that she won't stop having kids, that Stormy won't be an only child. She wants at least four, but she doesn't have a timeline for that, so don't ask her. And Zayn, formerly of One Direction, he
Love
opened
him.
Yeah, he opened his wallet to help a young girl battling cancer. She had a GoFundMe account, and he donated $13,000 to it. Jessica Simpson, she opened up. She dropped a bombshell yesterday, man. I'm sure the whole story is up at kiss951.com. But she goes into her struggles in her youth, being addicted to alcohol and pills. She talks about a lot of ex-boyfriends in there. And she's got a book coming out on February 4th, which I will be first in line to read. But if you want more info on that, you can head to kiss951.com. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Sona Dermatology and MedSpa.
I think we could piggyback off of what Roy's talking about. Justin Bieber was at the gym, and he got thrown out. And if you didn't hear the story, another A-list celebrity earlier this week said that, hey, I rented the gym, and you and your friends, Bieber, need to get out.
And these two don't like each other.
So we'll tell you about that, and then we're going to talk about when you were asked to leave whatever event, wherever you were, because someone more important was coming along.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got one of those. We'll come up back to you in like 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you ever get asked to leave somewhere or get told to move a table or you had to switch seats at a game or something because somebody more important than you was coming? I would suspect this happens a lot more than we think.
Yeah?
Think about it.
That's a pretty jerk move for a celebrity to do that.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
We're using this because what happened to Justin Bieber, Loren?
He was trying to work out at the gym, and Taylor Swift had booked a personal training appointment, but she didn't want anybody else in the gym. So they cleared out the gym, and Justin Bieber had to leave.
And he didn't right away, according to reports.
He asked if he could finish his workout, which started Taylor's workout late. But the two of them didn't know that each other was working out there. So it wasn't like they were trying to be manipulative or, sure, you know, anything like that. It just happened to be Taylor and Justin Bieber.
Now, your first thought, Roy, is, and by the way, if it was a celebrity that you had a move for or somebody in the public eye, that would be a great phone call at 704-570-9595. But think on a lower level. Like, think if you're on your way to work right now and you find out that the head of your company is coming and they're using your cubicle today, mm-hmm, or they're going to sit where you normally sit. Yeah. And it just displaces you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It is kind of a jerk move, right?
Yeah, it is.
But if Bruce Beasley or Caroline Beasley, who owns our company, fly in from Naples, our home headquarters, and they say, hey, Bruce and Caroline are going to be using your office. Well, they can have it, first of all. We
right,
don't ever go
please.
Back there. One. But two, like, you'd be like, okay. Like, can I go back there and take some pictures off the wall and
tidy up?
Hide stuff.
Get tidy up a little bit.
Yeah. Did you have a celebrity move you ever, Manny?
So I did in California. Okay. I was at a restaurant in Sacramento.
Oh.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor. And we were at this fancy restaurant right on the river, the Sacramento River. And the waiter and the manager came over at the same time, and they told us that we had to move our table, that our table was for a politician who was coming. We had already got our drinks. We already made our order. We were into the bread, and, like, the appetizers were coming. We had to get up from our table, go back to the hostess stand, and wait for another table.
Really?
How about that?
Oh, man.
Guess who comes flying in?
Arnold.
That's right.
But how does
hello the, cutie pie
how does there like the like in the example of the Justin Bieber Taylor Swift, how is the gym not know advance to clear everything out and have warnings posted, hey, we're closing at 2, make sure you're done today? And with the restaurant, how do they not know
not to sit somebody at the table?
Yeah,
maybe he just called and said, hey, I'm on my way, knows the owner.
And people would do that?
They did. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of a jerk move.
Yeah, it's a jerk move.
Right? I don't care who you are.
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't care. It was my table. You're taking it?
That's right. I am.
Why?
Arnold,
why not?
Because I'm sitting here.
Don't you understand?
I feel like I was meant for something more than this.
People listen to this show, too. That's the amazing thing. I'm arguing with a machine.
Let's talk with Nancy in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Did you have to move for someone more important?
Yeah, we did, actually. This was back in New York years ago. We were at a Dave & Buster's type of place, and there were a couple bowling lanes, and we were made to clear out. And when we found out why, it was because LL Cool J was coming in with his whole security team and needed the area cleared. So they made us move outside to the arcades and stuff and leave the bowling area.
Wow.
Sorry, LL Cool J is coming. You got to move.
Meanwhile, you're in the middle of, like, a heated game.
Yeah.
Did they offer you anything? Because I will say, going back to my story, they comped our appetizers in our first round of drinks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they did that.
But we got nothing out of it.
Yeah, but it happens, man.
A little side, kind of peek at LL Cool J. That was about it.
Wow.
Thanks, Dan.
Now, do you think Taylor Swift had to pay a bunch of money to work out, or do you think that the gym is just so excited to have Taylor Swift there, they do it for free?
I don't know. At first, I would say, no, I think she had to buy the whole thing out, but maybe the gym really wanted her there.
Nicole, I think you used this story in a question for Can't Be Loren. Do you know anymore? Is it like a gym for the stars or something?
No, it's just it's the dog pound gym. So it's got like boxing in it. And I don't know.
But doesn't it belong to their manager? Or he has a stake in it?
I read somewhere, I don't know if it's true, but I read that Scooter Braun has money in dog pound.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's even messier.
But yeah. I want more calls from you guys. If you can jump in on the conversation, you can also text 704-570-9595.
Yeah. Did you ever have to move because someone, quote and unquote, was more important than you?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you ever have to move because of what they claim is a celebrity, an important person? Could be like a big boss. By the way, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
Why are we talking about this, Loren?
Because Justin Bieber had to leave the gym because Taylor Swift planned a personal workout with a trainer.
Yeah, and I was asked when I lived in Sacramento to leave a table at a restaurant because a very important politician was coming, and it turned out to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. He had just been sworn in like a couple months earlier, and he was there with a bunch of other politicians, and I moved tables. Now, they did comp my drinks and my menu, but you guys have me fired up in here now. Like, I didn't think anything of it at the time.
You could ask for more.
It was a good radio story the next day on the air. We tried to get him to come on, but
that's the least he could have done for you.
Right?
All right, let's talk with Alex in Boiling Springs. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So you had a move for a Middle East prince?
Yeah, it was pretty wild. This was years ago in a prestigious hospital over in New York. And my brother was in a really horrific accident, and a motorcycle accident. And he was in a coma for several months. Mm. Ends up being paralyzed from his chest down. But we're on the floor, like ICU floor. And all of a sudden, some men in black, I call them. I don't even know what to say. They're like Secret Service.
Security, yeah.
Everybody had to evacuate from that floor and move to another floor. And they had Secret Service looking people on every floor for the elevators.
Who was it?
So it was wild. They said all we can get from one of the nurses, like somebody guessed that it may have been a Saudi prince, but I'm not sure. But
did they have to move your brother, though, who was in a coma?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, he didn't know.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, that is true.
Do you want me to punch him, Alex?
That's epic. Yeah, that's true, though.
Do you want me to punch him?
No, actually, that was actually very good. I like that. People nowadays, they melt over anything.
People are sensitive.
But right. No, he's good now. Thank God. He's paralyzed from his chest down, but now he still has his ability for his arms.
Okay.
He can breathe on his own, but he can't use that muscle to keep you upright.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now he works full time at the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, great. That's
very
awesome.
Very good. Wow. Glad to hear he's doing better.
Thanks for listening, Alex. Have a great day. Thanks for sharing.
I always thought hospitals had VIP wings for those moments when big, important people come in.
Well, I guess when it's busy, I mean, you got to use everything.
And he said it prestigious. I mean, just a guess, but Mount Sinai is like one of the most prestigious mm-hmm. hospitals in New York.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk with Tiffany in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show.
Hi.
Hi, Tiffany. So did a celebrity make you move?
Well, not me personally, but I used to work at a restaurant that Cam Newton would come in all the time, and he would call us like 20 or 30 minutes before he would arrive, and he would always want to sit in our private room that we usually rent out for hundreds of dollars. And if someone was in there, the managers would ask someone to leave. Or one time he wanted to sit on the patio, and he would, when he got there, there were still some people on the patio, and he would not sit down until everyone around him was gone.
That's so crazy, because you're talking about the same Cam Newton who walks down the street and rides a scooter and takes a selfie with somebody's phone, breaks it, and gives them $1,000 cash. Yeah.
When he had to go be on TV, he didn't have over at the arena.
At the NBA All-Star game, I had to get him in.
Yeah, he didn't even have like a special interest. Dude showed up to the line.
And his security guard, Tiffany, who must have been from another city, who was brought in nationally to work for the NBA, goes, should I let him in? I go, that's Cam Newton. You got to let him in. I had the credentials, and he came in with me. He goes, well, you're responsible.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he was always nice when he came, but I guess
he liked his privacy.
Wanted that privacy.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what it is.
What? What restaurant? Chima. It's got to be Chima. He lives right above.
I don't know. I think it's Capital Grill.
Yeah, I think it's Capital Grill.
It's not. It's not either of those.
Okay.
Really?
It's okay.
In South End.
Wendy's? I mean,
oh, it's in South End.
Oh,
okay.
Wendy's. <It's> South End.
Buffalo Wild Wings at the.
Manish, I want to hear what she has to say. What?
He used to come in like every Sunday after the game. If they had like a 1 o'clock game, he would come in that evening to watch the rest of the games. And I've had, you know, I have seen like people see him walk in that were sitting at the bar, and they would like kind of stand and wait at the room. So I guess that's part of it. And I've had to like sneak him out of the back patio before, just because people were like waiting for him to get done eating.
Okay, so it's somewhere you can watch football. There's a back patio, and
who
it's
cares where it is?
I do.
Sullivan. All right, thanks, Tiffany. It's probably his old assistant Shane was the one that did all the hard work for him, I'm sure.
Yeah. Let's talk with Nicole in Charlotte. What celebrity just made you move your plans around?
So not me, but one of my friends in high school, she got on a flight and went to go find her seat, and Miley Cyrus was sitting in her seat.
And
she just, like, didn't say anything to her, like, didn't really look at her, and then the flight attendants had to just find my friend another seat on the flight.
Oh,
I'm just going to sit here in your seat.
Yeah. Was this, like, an economy seat, or is it first class?
I honestly don't know. When she flew, she was, like, an unaccompanied minor. I think she was, like, 16 or 17. So it must have been first class, or like a good seat at least, for Miley Cyrus to take it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nicole. Hey, Hannah Montana, beat it. Shelly's been on hold for a long time, so let's just jump on real quick with her. Hey, Shelly.
Hey.
You had to move your plans around for who?
For Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose for their wedding.
That's hilarious.
What happened?
Yeah. So we were at a resort in Pennsylvania. It was like a family vacation thing. And we had like a cabin, so we weren't actually in the actual resort area. And I guess they were still allowed to rent out the cabins, but they closed down like the entire resort for their wedding. So none of the amenities, like we couldn't do anything because of their wedding. And my dad got really mad and tried to crash the wedding. And apparently there's a picture out there with my dad like giving him bunny ears behind their wedding pictures and stuff. So I can't find it. But, yeah, so we basically, our whole family vacation was, I mean, it was fine, but, like, you know, we were planning on doing stuff at the resort that we couldn't do because of their wedding.
Did the resort, like, give you a discount or anything? Because I know when, you know, Justin Bieber got married, they gave their other guests something.
No, we didn't get anything. Like, they couldn't even tell us until the day of because we were like, what's going on? And they're like, we can finally talk about it. Wiz Khalifa's getting married. And we're like, oh. My parents didn't even know who he was, you know. Yeah. So.
Wizard Khalifa is getting married and
some wizard
ruining my daughter's thing. All right, thanks, Shelly. We got someone else on hold. We said a very famous group of brothers interrupted their life. We'll tell you what that is coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're talking about when a celebrity interrupted your life, made you move. We got a text message from 240. So we were on our honeymoon on a cruise, and they were shooting a commercial for the cruise line. So everywhere we went, we had to move out of the way for the entire commercial for the entire week.
Oh, you know, I was up in Furniture Land up in what's that, Winston-Salem?
Mm-hmm.
And they had one of the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy boys there, but the old cast.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The old, not the new one.
Yeah, Carson.
That group.
Did you have to move for someone?
No, I didn't have to move. I followed them. Mm-hmm. I was fascinated. They had a whole crew.
Our job is to make you more sophisticated because we love you.
We like you.
We love what you're all about. In.
They were like filming a commercial, I guess, for him.
The hills are alive with the sound of bad footwear.
The old crew is better than the new crew on Queer Eye, right?
I don't know. The new crew is pretty funny, dude.
No, Nicole says in our ears.
I think they're both really good casts.
Yeah.
But no, they were making people move, but I still followed them around. I was peeking around corners.
Somebody said when the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors played each other, there was a sports bar uptown in Charlotte, and they booted us from our seats so that Steph's Curry family could sit there instead. It was sweet justice for us because Cleveland beat the Golden State Warriors that night. So Dell and his family couldn't celebrate.
What?
You have to understand that from the standpoint of the establishment, they're put in a really tough spot. And because they want to make the celebrity happy, I got to be honest with you, everybody wins when a celebrity or somebody of fame rolls into a restaurant or an establishment. Forget the Miley Cyrus on the airplane that we just heard. That's nonsense. I paid as much for the seat as you did. If it's,
yeah,
you're
but
out.
Maybe it was double booked. Like, you don't know the situation.
That's fine. But restaurant, Del Curry and his family are more likely to spend more money hanging and eating, I'm assuming, than a husband and wife combo or two kids who are 22 years old and watching the game there from South End.
It's not good for everyone. It's only good for the restaurant.
That's what I said. It's good for them.
Yeah, it's not good for the people that get moved.
Good for everyone in the restaurant, though. They're going to get a better, the waitresses and waiters going to get a better tip.
Yes, the staff, but the people are
right.
Inconvenient.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Justin and Charlotte, you are on with the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show. So a group of brothers ruined a time for you?
Yeah, actually, me and a coworker were going to lunch at Eve's in Birkdale, which is a really nice sushi bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the door, and they go, "We don't have many seats left." We go, "We'll take anything." And they go, "Can I have your keys, your phone, your wallet, any weapons you might have on you?"
Oh,
what
my
is
God.
Going on here? And they go, "We have a special."
Oh, no. Justin. The celebrity silence, Justin, too.
He just took his phone again.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there you are.
We lost you.
You broke up.
Oh. So we left our keys, our wallets, our phones at the desk, and we go sit down. We see, you know, regular people eating, so we go, okay, we're looking for the famous person, you know, who's got us having to leave all of our personal belongings with a stranger at the door.
Celebrity people stick out, too,
and there's
man.
A big bodyguard sitting by the bathroom. I go, okay, so we'll just wait. We'll see. And out come two of the Jonas Brothers. I guess they were filming a movie in Huntersville. Well, my coworker goes, "Who's that?" And I go, "Oh, it's a Jonas Brother." He goes, "What's a Jonas Brother?"
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "He's from South America, so he doesn't really know too much." And I go, "Oh, it's like a Disney thing." And he goes, "Oh."
No, we keep losing
like,
him.
I don't know. When you're a celebrity, you know, things change. And he's like, he looked around and he goes, "I don't think anybody else cares if he's here either."
Yeah, I kind of felt like that. Remember when DNCE came into Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
We had a whole plan with security on how to get the boys from one place to another. I mean, they had like close off little entryways, and I felt like it was a whole to do. And I felt like if we were just able to walk out to the sidewalk and walk normally, nobody would have made a big deal.
Sometimes the to-do is a bigger deal.
It's a bigger deal,
I have to be honest, Justin, it's very important for the Joe Bros to get their sushi, though, so that they can be ready to perform. Yeah. All right, dude. Thanks for calling, okay?
All right. Just one more thing. It was just in case. I was the one who sent the message for Roy. If he wants to train, I would sponsor him in one of the programs.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
The funny thing is, I was at lunch with a coworker who was my instructor, who's my trainer, and he doesn't know anybody in this area. So he was kind of shocked that he lives, you know, in Lake Norman. There's a lot of famous people that he doesn't know, and I think the relevance is he doesn't get starstruck, so he's a little...
Oh, that's nice. That's very
okay,
good.
So he's not starstruck, so he can work out with Roy and not be starstruck over...
That's good, because now let me tell you this, Justin. I had a guy send me a DM, and he's like, "Hey, I want to train you. All I need is a chair, and we can make you have shredded abs." And I'm like, dude, I think it's going to require a bit more than a chair to make me have shredded ass.
What is that, a jailhouse workout?
Yeah.
Could be.
So as long as your guy has something a bit more than a chair, that's good. Maybe I'm interested.
No, all right. We have 8 locations around, so, you know, just let me know, and I promise that we won't get stuck at some restaurant with the Jonas brother and leave all of our belongings at the
door. All right. Thanks, bud.
Cool. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.